All right, so
we proceed the same way as we did with light. What we'll do is look for the eigenfunctions of the translation operator, and then argue that the eigenfunctions of the translation operator will also be energy eigenfunctions for this system because of symmetry. The Hamiltonian isn't changed when you translate it one period. So the Hamiltonian and the translation operator commute. When two operators commute, you can simultaneously diagonalize their eigenfunctions. So we're going to be able to find eigenfunctions of the translation operator, and then it will turn out that these are also the eigenfunctions of the, they're also energy eigenfunctions. But it's the Schrödinger equation. In this case, it's a second order differential equation. It's a linear differential equation with periodic coefficients. And any second order differential equation has two linearly independent solutions. And I can choose two linearly independent solutions and build all other solutions out of them. If I can find two linearly independent solutions, it's possible to find all other solutions out of them. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to somewhat arbitrarily choose two solutions based on these boundary conditions that the wave function is 1 at position 0 and its derivative is 0 at position 0. This defines one of my arbitrary choices. And the other one is that the solution is 0 at position 0 and its derivative is 1 at position 0. So I take these, I just integrate the Schrödinger equation, and it gives me these two solutions. And then I look for, using these, I construct the eigenfunctions of the translation operator.